the German submariners approach North America. Through their periscopes, they film the bright lights of New York. The American newspapers and radios warn the public of possible German air raids. In reality, however, planes do not yet have such a long range of action from Europe. Still, the population is told to black out their lights. It is, in fact, the West Coast, where the idea of a Japanese attack seems more plausible, that is overtaken by hysteria. Suddenly, 120,000 Japanese Americans fall under suspicion. First, their radios are confiscated. Then, their fingerprints taken. The government posts orders that introduce emergency measures. Roosevelt declares, "It is a military necessity." These Americans of Japanese ancestry have lived for generations in California, where they contribute to the agriculture and economy of the state. Most of them are U.S. citizens. They are given 48 hours to vacate their shops and their houses. They are then evacuated in groups to relocation centers far out in the deserts of Utah or up in the snows of Colorado, centers euphemistically called internment camps. A disgraceful spectacle for the United States. In the words of the American novelist Julie Otsuka, "My upbringing was very American. We never spoke Japanese at home. We didn't eat Japanese food. And then my grandfather was arrested by the FBI as a suspected spy for Japan, along with my grandmother, my uncle, and my mother. My family has always been very discreet about what happened." But nothing diminishes their loyalty to America. 6,000 will serve as translators in the Pacific. Nearly 20,000 will sign up to combat the Germans in Europe. The rest will be freed at the end of the war. In 1942, America rallies around its flag. Millions of men enlist, while 6 million women go to work to replace them in the armament factories.